WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Wednesday, President Biden welcomes Donald Trump to the Oval Office as the transition to another Trump presidency begins. The Senate in Republican control, but no leader chosen yet, says ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President-elect Trump weighing in on the leadership race in the Senate, saying the next Republican leader must allow so-called recess appointments, which would give Trump temporary power to fill federal vacancies without Senate approval. Trump saying the Senate confirmation process can sometimes take years.
The makeup of the House has not been determined yet, but Republicans say they are confident they will win control there as well. Israeli airstrikes are said to have killed dozens of people, including children in Lebanon. In isolated northern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken three times with Donald Trump since Tuesday's election and that the two leaders see eye to eye regarding the threat posed by Iran. Some rain, but not much for the East Coast, where fires have been burning along the New York-New Jersey border. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears an abortion case today. Last September, a Dane County judge ruled the state's 1849 law, which has been interpreted as a ban, did not broadly apply to abortion. In February, Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked the state Supreme Court to overturn that ruling. A weapons incident involving a teen at a Kenosha school involved airsoft guns. The 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School Thursday morning carrying suspicious bags. When school staff tried to speak with him, the teen ran out of the building and was eventually taken into custody. And a 10-point buck entered a Madison Hy-Vee store through open pharmacy doors last Wednesday morning. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to usher the buck out of one of the doors and back into the wild. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
We're gonna rock till we pop, we're gonna rock till we pop.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Cranching is after 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Happy Monday, everyone. We will get through this day together. Here's Madonna, La Isla Bonita on Max FM.
Max FM.
I stopped and an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we will have a high of 48 degrees, and currently temperatures are falling to 40 degrees by 5 o'clock tonight. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with a low of 27. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 49. On Wednesday, rain is likely in the afternoon with a high of 49. Thursday, partly sunny, warming up to a high of 52. Currently, it is 48 degrees outside. It is Veterans Day. Thank you to all of our veterans who have served or who are serving. We appreciate you very much. As a reminder, many of our federal offices are closed and some banks in honor of the Veterans Day holiday. Today, we have a busy morning ahead. We'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:50 this morning. At 8:10, Emily and I will talk about our pets of the week. And then at 8:30 a.m., we'll have Hanging with Havel. I'll be filling in today with Havel. We're going to talk about some of the games over the weekend and what to look forward to this week. Coming up, well, the Pointer Sisters on Max FM.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for...
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Bye.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can tell your smart device play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civ Media app and tap on Max FM. Here are the Bengals on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
when they look at the can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a prison lover ought to be. I know what a prison lover ought to be. Said if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me baby, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Monday morning. Peep Open People's Holding Out, Stomp Out Hunger, and their 30-day fundraiser through December 1st. PHP is collecting monetary donations for their Adopt-A-Family program, which provides food to low-income families for a full Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. If you're able to contribute, you can mail or drop those donations off to 805 Broadway Street here in Baraboo, or you can donate online at phpwisconsin.org. On Saturday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., PHP is holding a brat fry and bake sale. This will be held at PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street, again in Baraboo. Grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. And Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m., and he's going to arrive on his big red fire truck. For more information or to make a donation, go over to phpwisconsin.org.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunday.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 43, but the Bucks fell short in a 113-107 loss to the Boston Celtics on Sunday at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's back-to-back losses for the Bucks, who fall to 2-8 on the season. College basketball, John Tanjay and Stephen Crowell both scored 17 each to lead the Badgers to an 87-56 win over Appalachian State in a 3-0 start to their season. The Badgers trailed 17-8 in the first half before going on a 24-0 run to take control. Women's play, Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start, knocked off Georgetown 79-61. Marquette dropped to 0-2. They fell to Illinois 65-53. NFL Packers had the weekend off, but the Lions came from 16 down at halftime to beat Houston 26-23. Sam Darnold tossed 3 interceptions for the Vikings, but they held off Jacksonville 12-7. The Bears fell to the Patriots 19-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Please text in those birthdays and anniversaries. Here's Pat Benatar on Max FM.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Gotta be cool.
Get it and get on my tracks. Take a backseat, hitch home. Take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready, raise a little thing all the way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we are looking at a high of 50. Temperatures are going to fall throughout today to 40 by 5 p.m. It will be sunny, but it is going to cool down. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 27. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 49. On Wednesday, afternoon, rain is likely. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 49. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 52. Currently, it is 49 degrees outside the Max FM studios. So, yeah, if you're going to be going out to work today, you want to take a coat with you because it will be cooler by the time you get done with work today. As a reminder, today is Veterans Day. Thank you to all of our military people who have served or who are serving. Many federal offices are closed today. If you have a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is celebrating, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. Coming up after 7, Emily and I will be joining you for a fun-filled Monday morning. Coming up, well, Prince on Max FM.
Craving wings? Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And Thursday night is now wing night at the Pizza Ranch. We will have a variety of wings, boneless and traditional, with sauces, plus our new delicious fries out on the buffet. We will also be serving up your buffet favorites, pizza made your way, the country's best chicken, and all the sides and salad, plus dessert. Bring your friends and your appetite, and we'll see you at the ranch.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. Mm.
I'll forgive you by and by, 'cause you're
90s and more.
99 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fires still blazing on both coasts. Santa Ana winds dying down in California over the weekend. That is helping with the mountain fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border. Fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate majority leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships, because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlen. Attorney General Josh Call said Friday the State Department of Justice is prepared to defend the rights of Wisconsinites in the wake of election results. Call says if the new Trump administration attempts to use the Justice Department as a tool for vengeance, his department will act to protect the best interests of Wisconsin. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies are investigating and that any student receiving such a text can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. And the Greene County Sheriff's Office says they're no longer searching for a missing kayaker who was thought to have drowned back in August. Last month, investigators learned the missing man, identified as Ryan Borgward, had been checked by law enforcement in Canada the day after he disappeared in Wisconsin. Ted Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of